You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on this Thursday, April the 26th. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine. Well, as we heard in state news, according to the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, most of us think global warming is for real and that it's serious and that it's being caused primarily by human activity and something should be done about it, that government should limit emissions of greenhouse gases. We'll talk more about the survey results and the issue in general with our guests this hour. Coming up after 7:30, we will have a debate of sorts with two guests, two state lawmakers who are on different sides of a bill in Wisconsin to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Spencer Black, Democratic State Representative from Madison, and Jim Ott, a Republican State Representative from Mequon, will join us after 7:30 to talk more specifically about an effort to limit greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin. But first, we'll go over the issue and our survey results with our survey analyst, Wendy Scattergood, an Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me mention to listeners that you can see all of our poll results, including the results that we talked about yesterday and everything we're talking about today, posted on our website if you want to look at the details, wpr.org, wpr.org. And if you would like to ask a question of Wendy about the survey results when it comes to climate change issues, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Well, Wisconsin gets it. Is that what's going on here, Wendy Scattergood?
Apparently so, yeah. We asked the question about, would you say that the current effects of global warming or climate change are, and then very serious, somewhat serious, not too serious, or not at all serious? 44% said very serious, and a further 39% said somewhat serious. So about 83% of the people say that it is at least somewhat serious, and only 3% actually were not sure.
Yeah.
4% said it was not at all serious. So not very many people are skeptical about the current effects of climate change right now.
And we feel that we're very well informed or somewhat informed on the issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 21% said they felt they were very well informed. Most of the people, 58%, said that they were somewhat well informed. Only 3% said that they were not at all informed. So, yeah people are paying attention to these issues as well.
Now, I think it seems to me that a lot of people would say, yes, I believe that climate change is happening and that I've heard the temperatures are warming around the world. But the debate seemed to be whether or not this was caused by just natural changes in the environment or by human activity. So we wanted to get a sense as to what Wisconsinites, whether they thought one or the other was causing this.
Mm-hmm. And when we asked them which one was causing more of the climate change, 54% said that it was human activity, and 27% said that it was natural changes. And then voluntarily, if people just said, oh, I think it's both, and we coded that, and 15% said they felt it was both. And again, only 4% were actually not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So we asked, do you think climate change is caused more by natural changes in the environment or by human activity? And I know, Professor Scattergood, you're a political scientist, but you've done some work in the environment and politics, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I've done some research on climate change policy itself. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the is that both the right answer actually when it comes to what we're seeing, that it there could be some natural climate changes going on the cycle, but the greenhouse gases, the human activity, is exacerbating it.
Yes, exactly. We are in a natural warming trend at this point, but by far the biggest changes in CO2 in the upper atmospheres are actually caused by human activities. And they've been measuring this for a long time. And among the academic community of scientists who study the atmospheric chemistry, there is no agreement, no disagreement that this is happening and that it's human-caused.
And here's one that that we'll be talking about in more depth with our two lawmakers after 7:30. But there was strong support for some sort of government policy changes when it comes to limiting greenhouse gas emissions, according to our poll.
Absolutely. 51% said that they strongly support some sort of emission limits on CO2 and other greenhouse gases. And a further 26% said that they somewhat support. So that gives an overall support of 77%. Which is very, very high, for actually putting limits on it.
Yeah. We will check our weather forecast, and then we will continue talking with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, and someone who has studied climate change issues and policies. And we welcome your questions for her. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions on whether or not you want the government to do something about climate change issues. Do you support limiting greenhouse gases, for example? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock right now. Hoping you'll join Ben Marins this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. Ben will be talking about what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin this afternoon after 4 o'clock. Our guest, Wendy Scattergood, and our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll will be joining Ben for part of the hour to talk about what our survey had to say about that. That's after 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about global warming, climate change, and what our survey had to say about this issue. And again, we welcome your thoughts and questions on this from at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. According to the poll, we support, we strongly support or somewhat support, 77% of us, the government limiting emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases for utilities and vehicles. We think that global warming or climate change we think it's very serious or somewhat serious, 83%. We do believe that human activity is causing more of the climate change, the global warming that we are seeing now, and we think we are somewhat or very well informed on this issue. We welcome your answers to those questions, too. Aaron in Appleton is with us first. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to comment. I think the results of a poll like this are very skewed by everything you read and everything you hear and watch in the media. Al Gore and all these consortiums and everything you see, it's just ridiculous to take a poll like this and make it an example of somebody that's actually an educated professor. I mean, I think we should get somebody on here that actually knows and actually has studied things like this.
Well,
asking people and getting a 20% result saying that they're actually an educated person, you know, that they know what they're talking about when they vote, that they think a change should be made. I think it should be more than 20% if we're really going to look at these results as an indicator that there's a problem.
What do you mean 20%? I don't know what you're talking about.
That 20% of the people that voted were educated or felt that they were somewhat or highly educated in the field.
That's not exactly what we said, is it, Wendy Scattergood?
We asked them how well-informed they thought they were about global warming, and 21% said that they were very well-informed, and 58% said that they were somewhat well-informed, so 79% saying that they're at least somewhat well-informed about the issue of global warming.
Yeah, in any case, Aaron, disagree with what the majority of the people in this poll say. Is that your point? And you think that the media isn't reporting on this issue correctly? Like what?
Absolutely.
Like what?
I just believe that the media has a one-pointed view on this, and everybody is just going to go along with that. Otherwise, they're going to be targeted as being anti-global warming or anti, you know, American or whatever you want to call it.
What is it, Aaron, that that the media are reporting wrong in your opinion?
Well, there's only one side. I mean, you only get one view on this.
I certainly, if you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, we've had different guests who argue otherwise. But you're saying that for the most part, you only get. And what is the one side? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you saying that this is just a natural climatic change and it's not being caused by human activity?
Yeah, volcanoes in the ocean put out more CO2 than all humans combined.
Yeah. Wendy Scattergood?
Well, among the scientists who study this all the time, and you're right, volcanoes obviously put out a lot of CO2 periodically, and the oceans, they actually think are fairly neutral, that they also absorb some CO2 as well. So, but among the scientists who study this and looking at the data about CO2 changes in the atmosphere over time, that the rate of change, the rapidity of the change has been so much more since the Industrial Revolution than it has been in past, and looking at ice cores from past changes, because we have had major natural changes, obviously, in the environment. But the rapidity of this change and the correlation with the human activity and the emissions, there just really isn't a lot of disagreement at this point among the scientific community. There is, you know, people who argue against this, and that is being covered in the media. You can, if you're watching what's going on in Congress, you can see, for example, in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, they're doing congressional testimony on this right now, and they're looking at both sides of this issue. But among the scientists who are studying this, there is not a lot of dissension.
Thank you, Aaron, for the call. We're going to go next to Tim in Milwaukee. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I just have a question regarding the, and I'm not saying it's not relevant, but I guess I'm just questioning the relevance of, I guess, polling just, in which I would be included, one of them, common folk, regarding our opinions on global warming, how serious it is. I mean, I'm certain there's a place for it, but I guess, I mean, isn't this more a matter that should be left up to the experts to decide, as opposed to what the general sentiment of people like myself and maybe another guy who catches the news occasionally down the road? And I mean, as well as asking what our opinions on our ability to understand the material or our knowledge of it, I think that might be skewed as well, you know, by how a person might interpret their own abilities to understand it, when in actuality they might not have a strong understanding.
Yeah, that might be true, Tim, and I'll get our guest to comment on that. But you don't think it's interesting or important to find out what the people think about a public policy change? Like, do you want your government to limit carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions from your car or your electric company?
Sure. No, I think that's a good point, and I'm not trying to validate that. But I just, to the same extent, I didn't know what the intention of the poll was. Now, is it an interesting bit of information? It certainly, but I guess also it's like, well, what does this show us about the true nature of the actual condition out there, what the average person thinks? And again, not that it's not interesting, and it certainly does play a role, as you pointed out, but I just didn't know what the point of the polls are being used to show, like, well, here, it's conclusive, you know, global warming is man-made, or if it was just, hey, this is kind of an interesting side effect.
Well, certainly the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll is not going to end the debate, is it, Wendy Scattergood?
unlikely. I guess why we ask these questions and why we think it's important is that it is a component of the debate that goes on. I mean, we live in a representative democracy, and to the extent that we all have a responsibility in terms of informing ourselves about important issues that face us, one way or the other. I mean, we talked about Iraq yesterday and how the public feels about that. Some people comment that, well, you know, the public aren't the people on the ground in Iraq, and shouldn't we have a voice? But you know, when it comes down to it, popular sovereignty, this is our government. And so it is a component of the policy debate that's going on now about climate change. And we wanted to know where people stood on this. How strong is their support? How much do they feel they're informed about this issue? And so it does play a role in terms of policymaking.
Yeah. How much do you think the Inconvenient Truth, the Al Gore documentary, has, raised awareness or influenced our opinion on this issue? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to say. We certainly didn't ask people whether they had actually seen it or not, but there is certainly being a lot of talk about it. It has spurred a lot of other discussions that's going on. Of course, Governor Schwarzenegger has also been very influential in getting the word across, and now Senator McCain just on Monday came out and said as part of his campaign that, you know, he wants to put emission limits on utilities and vehicles. So it really is a bipartisan issue at this point. There also is a lot going on in the international community with regard to this. And so Al Gore has played an important role, but there's a lot of other things that are going on and had been going on prior to the film coming out.
Thanks to Tim. Bob in Pewaukee is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob in Pewaukee. I'm a little concerned. I have 2 points, one to do with the poll, and the other one to do with the notion of global warming in general. I'm the poll, I guess I'd agree with some of the other callers, that science is science, and it's a little difficult to make the connection between what people think and what the reality of the situation is.
In any case, we're using the poll as a point of discussion, so what would you like to discuss?
I think it's unfortunate. I'm an advocate of environmental stewardship by humans, and I think a lot of energy is being deflected away from concerns of pollution on human physiology, the effects of pollution on environmental issues that are much more easily demonstrable and measurable than the notions of global warming. I have a degree in science education. I've taken several classes in geology. Having been through that at our university system, being a person and people that do know about geology and climate changes through time, we know that these things change, and they change fairly rapidly. Climate is one of the more rapid changing geologic.
Bob, I'm so sorry. I need you to get to your point because we're almost at news time.
Okay.
What is it that you would like to?
I think energy is being deflected on what I believe is a hot button issue, and that hot button issue is global warming. We have a couple cool summers. I think people are going to say, "Well, okay, that's taken care of," and avoid the real concern of pollution and environmental concerns.
Yeah.
And health concerns.
Do you think that'll happen, Professor Scattergood?
Well, I think certainly public opinion can be swayed by particular weather events. The likelihood that, you know, we're going to have catastrophic weather events, which is why we call it climate change rather than global warming, because that's actually the bigger problem here rather than, we might have some hotter summers. And I think it's going to keep on the agenda. Certainly it's on the international agenda, and they're going to keep putting pressure on the United States to make policy. The other thing is 375 mayors have signed on to a U.S. Conference of Protection Agreements. 28 states have plans already. So, you know, this is really coming from the grassroots and pushing up toward a national level.
And we'll have to leave it there. Wendy Scattergood, thanks a lot for being with us. We'll listen for you at 4 o'clock this afternoon with Ben Marins.
Thank you.
Wendy Scattergood. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Thursday, April the 26th. And let me remind you that our spring pledge drive starts on May 3rd, next week. Your online pledge before the drive will help shorten the drive, because this is going to be one of those pledge drives, when we reach our goal, we will stop the pledge drive. Our goal is $275,000, and we will collect money online prior to starting the drive, and that might help shorten this pledge drive. So far, members have contributed more than $9,000. So if you would like to help out and maybe shorten the upcoming pledge drive, pledge online at WPR.org. And while you're there, you can check out our progress toward the goal. And while you're online at WPR.org, you can also check out all of the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center Center poll. It also has the information there on how many people we polled and when we polled and what the margin of error is and all that kind of information for those of you who are curious about those nuts and bolts. We have all of the results posted there, including what we are talking about this hour. We're talking about climate change, and we did ask some questions about global warming or climate change in this spring 2007 edition of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Overall, the majority of Wisconsin residents believe that the effects of global warming or climate change are very serious or somewhat serious. And they believe, the majority of Wisconsin residents believe that human activity is contributing more to climate change than, say, natural changes. And this is what we're going to focus in on this hour. We asked whether or not you support or oppose limiting carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases for utilities and vehicles. And you say you support that, according to the poll. We will talk with two guests who have differing views on this issue. Spencer Black is a Democratic state representative from Madison. He is the author of a bill in the state legislature right now that would limit greenhouse gas emissions. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And Jim Ott also joins us. He's a Republican state representative from Mequon, a former meteorologist for a Milwaukee NBC affiliate. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, I don't want to go. We had a lot of calls who want to go into all sorts of why does it matter what public opinion is. That's not what we want to necessarily talk about. Let's talk about this particular poll result that does show that our most Wisconsin residents would support some sort of legislation, Spencer Black, that would limit greenhouse gas emissions. That's got to make you feel pretty good.
Oh, yes. This poll makes me feel more than pretty good. Makes me feel very good, Joy. I think what's striking about this poll, obviously, the fact that a majority has a particular opinion doesn't change scientific fact. Mm-hmm. But what the poll does show is that the public is very much keeping up with the world, with what scientists have been analyzing and concluding, and there is a worldwide scientific consensus, virtually no debate in the scientific community, that global warming is first occurring, that human activities have a significant impact on that, and that the impacts of that over the next decades will be very significant. But what I think is striking is that the public is keeping up with this issue. They have strong feelings, think this is a very important issue, and that even though there will be some inconvenience because of it, they support strong governmental measures to do something. And what's striking to me, as someone who's read a lot of polls, is that the numbers are almost consistent across the board. Not only that they're very high in this high 70s in all these cases, but that the people who are well-informed are also people who think this is a serious problem, and are also people who are willing to support climate change. So while a majority of the people thinking something one way or the other doesn't alter what scientific fact is, the scientists have analyzed this to great extent and have reached that conclusion. The fact that the public is aware of what the scientists have concluded and are willing to see their government take action to address this problem, I think is striking and is indeed very good news for those of us who are concerned about the future.
Now, Representative Ott, you are still skeptical. You're not sure that all the facts are there.
Well, that's correct. And first of all, Joy, I really have to commend Representative Black for his commitment to a clean environment in Wisconsin. I know he's done a lot of good work and had a lot of excellent initiatives over the years. And I certainly think that with its people, the natural resources of Wisconsin are our two greatest assets as a state. So I just want to say up front, I know he has a strong commitment to a clean environment in our state and doing everything that he can to help reduce pollution. And I share that commitment. I would say, first of all, though, that I disagree with him that there's no debate in the scientific community on whether or not global warming is attributed to human activity. a recent survey that was conducted by the National Registry of Environmental Professionals. This is a group that calls themselves nonpartisan. They did a survey of 793 environmental scientists and environmental practitioners, and according to their survey, 34% of environmental scientists and practitioners disagree that global warming is a serious problem facing the planet. Now, you know, you can say 34% is less than half, but it's a significant number. That's a third. So I would certainly dispute that the argument is closed as far as the scientific community is concerned. I think there is room for discussion on this.
Yeah. Well, let me comment on that, if I might, Joy. Mm-hmm. You know, groups that call themselves nonpartisan are often groups with an agenda. And I think this is a group that has an agenda, and you can word questions any way you want. But let's look at why we reached a consensus. The American Meteorological Society and the World Meteorological Society have participated in what may be one of the most extensive scientific investigations in recent history. Over 2,500 of the world's leading scientists from a wide variety of disciplines have been working together for the last 18 years now in what's called the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, looking and issuing reports every 6 years, looking at all the studies and all the data. Their most recent report, which was issued this spring and got a lot of attention, was based on over 60,000 data sets, and there was a consensus of this group. These are the world's leading scientists who looked at all the data. In fact, in terms of peer-reviewed published reports, which is where legitimate scientific inquiry takes place, there have been 962 peer-reviewed studies on this topic, various aspects of this topic, over the last several years. All of them conclude that global warming is occurring and that humans are a significant part of it. Not the whole story, because there is some natural factors as well. What they've done, as scientists do, is looked at alternative explanations. Volcanoes and oceans, I heard someone called in the recent solar activity, and natural variations, and there are many cycles in terms of climate, and tried to see if that's accounting for it, and even developed some percentage estimates of it. They've done everything from analyzing atmospheric isotopes to see the level of volcanic activity, to ice cores that tell us about carbon dioxide levels over the last million years. And these scientists have concluded, after this really extensive study and discussion, that we can't escape the fact, as inconvenient as it might be, that we as humans, by increasing the significantly the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, are exacerbating natural impacts and leading to a rise in global temperatures, and there will be significant impacts. Now, there's still debate about what those impacts will be, but I think everybody agrees they will be significant and, in some cases, catastrophic.
Yeah, you know, we have only a short time before a weather break, Representative Ott. For a quick response, do you not believe human activity, from what you've studied and read, is a major contributor to global warming?
To be perfectly honest, Joy, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have all the answers. And I would, when the representative talks about groups that have a partisan agenda, I think this international group of climate scientists certainly have put themselves out there as having an agenda, and I think there are a significant amount of scientists that are not on board with them. But just to show you some of the uncertainty, there's an article in the current Scientific America, actually February of 2007 Scientific America, some researchers were doing some investigation of sources of methane. Methane is considered one of the greenhouse gases, and up until this time, living plants weren't really considered to be a significant source. And they were amazed at some of their findings, that somewhere between 10 and 40% of the global load of methane is coming from plants. We didn't know that before. I think there's too many facts like this and findings like this that we don't know about. I would also go back to the 1970s, when there seemed to be a consensus among scientists that we might be going into an ice age, because we had some exceptionally cold and brutal winters and cold and brutal years. Well, that was only a little more than 30 years ago.
Yeah. Let me check our weather forecast, and then we'll continue talking with State Representative Spencer Black and State Representative Jim Ott. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with our two guests for the rest of this hour about climate change issues. According to the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll that we are releasing today, most of the residents of Wisconsin do believe global warming is for real, that it's serious, that it's being caused or at least contributed to primarily by human activity, and also that we want something done about it. A vast majority saying that they believe that we should cut emissions of carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases for utilities and vehicles. That's the public opinion, and it's also the opinion of Spencer Black, one of our guests, Democratic State Representative from Madison. He's the author of a bill to limit greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin. Also with us, with a differing point of view, Jim Ott, a Republican State Representative from Mequon. Before we go to the phones, and our lines are full at the moment, Representative Spencer Black, why do you want to limit greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin? And exactly how much do you want to limit them?
The bill I've introduced, which is similar to legislation that's passed in California, been adopted in other states, would return us to the 1990 levels of carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2020. That would be about 25% cut. And the reason I want to do this is because I think that the federal government at this time is not taking action, so it's up to the states. And the potential impacts of global warming and climate disruption on, not so much on me and Jim Ott, because we've lived a good part of our lives, but especially on our children and our grandchildren, is going to be dramatic. And I don't think we have the right, because of it's a little cheaper or a little more convenient, to take actions now that will handicap future generations with a problem that can have a scale that would be, in some cases, difficult even to contemplate.
Yeah. What do you think of this legislation, Jim Ott?
Well, first of all, I certainly share Representative Black's commitment to lowering all kinds of pollution, and certainly greenhouse gases obviously are something we don't want to increase in the atmosphere. My issue with this is I think it's a mistake to legislate it right now. I think it's a mistake to set limits that are unrealistic. I think it's wrong to go and tell people we must do these things without giving them real reasonable alternatives, without telling them how much it's going to cost. So my issue is more with the timing and with the legislating it right now. In the long run, I think we should be doing the same thing as a society, whether or not global warming is being caused or influenced by human activities or not. I think we should decrease our and eventually eliminate our reliance on foreign oil. I think we should be trying our best to develop other sources of energy production, and I think we should do our best to cut pollution and to conserve. So, I mean, I don't have any big differences with the long-term goals here. It's just that I think putting out legislation that may be unachievable, that comes up with numbers that may be unachievable, is going to have a detrimental impact on our economy right now. I'm not talking about future generations. I'm talking about the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I'm talking about jobs, and I'm talking about a negative impact on our economy for questionable results.
Yeah. What about that, Representative Black?
Well, I'm glad Jim agrees with some of the goals, even if he doesn't agree with the reason. But the longer we delay, the more it's going to cost when we take action. And just delaying it, you know, Gaylord Nelson used to say, politicians think more about the next election than the next generation. And I think we need to think about the next generation. But on the economy, you know, Wisconsin takes $10 billion and just sends it out of state every year to buy imported fossil fuels. If we started being more efficient in our use of energy, if we started developing homegrown energy sources like more wind, solar, biofuels, we will be keeping the money in Wisconsin and creating jobs here. Our dependence on imported fuel, both from other states and other nations, is the major drain on Wisconsin's economy, the major job killer. And by investing in Wisconsin jobs, Wisconsin energy, including investing in energy efficiency, that's great for the economy. And that's also the economy of the future. Yeah. That is where we have to move for high-paying jobs of the future.
Well, we should have scheduled you two for the whole hour. We're running out of time and lots of colors. Bill in River Falls, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Good morning. And I guess I'll just make it short here so there's other callers can get on the line. The whole thing in this debate, Joy, I think really is missing the fact that why is it a bad thing to conserve resources and not pollute. And Representative Black and Representative Ott both talked about that issue, but in my perspective, I totally agree with Representative Black on this, because the government can have a role in modifying people's behavior towards conservation and preventing pollution. And you can do it through the tax code, you can do it through tax incentives, and you can do it in tax initiatives. Why is it that my neighbor who has a Hummer can get a tax break on that Hummer because he's a small business owner, and he can deduct that gasoline at 12 miles per gallon, and I don't get any tax break for my Saturn getting 33 miles per gallon? Why don't you change the tax code? That can change people's behavior. And you talk about...
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill, you said you'd be brief. What about that? Let's start with Representative Ott.
I'll tell you what, if you want to have a government initiative that's going to cut down our use of fossil fuels, what we should be looking at is the development and use of more nuclear power for generating electricity in Wisconsin. Right now we have a moratorium on the licensing of nuclear power plants until we have a permanent repository for nuclear waste. And unfortunately, there's some real resistance in Congress, particularly from the majority leader in Congress, to opening up the Yucca Mountain repository for nuclear waste. And we can't even license a nuclear power plant in Wisconsin until that waste storage facility is open up for use. And that's one way you can significantly decrease the reliance on fossil fuels, is more nuclear power. I'm looking at current technology. And just saying we're going to cut down our emissions from power plants is one thing. Well, let's produce our electricity with a way that doesn't even produce any greenhouse gases.
There's another issue, Representative Black.
I want to respond to the call and also to the representative. First of all, in terms of nuclear power, we don't have, as he mentioned, Yucca Mountain in Nevada. It wouldn't be sufficient even if it were open to take new nuclear waste. So it doesn't make sense to create highly poisonous waste until we have a place to put it. That just makes sense. But in terms of the caller, what he said, it raised an important point. Our tax code, all our government policies over the last 50 years have subsidized fossil fuel, especially oil. We've, between the oil depletion allowance, a almost unbelievable tax break for people who buy Hummers, and a whole host of other tax methods and subsidies, including recently passed $14 billion handout from the federal government to oil companies. We have been subsidizing the use of fossil fuel. And we would be much better off as a state and a nation if we started an investment strategy that, first of all, used energy more efficiently, and secondly, started using homegrown sources, renewable sources of energy. Let me point out, for example, that while the national energy use has doubled, per person electric use over the last decade and a half, California, which has invested very heavily in energy efficiency, has basically held their energy use per capita, per person, level over the same period of time. So it's a question of whether we're subsidizing polluting non-renewable sources of fuel, or we start as a nation to invest in renewable sources of fuel.
Let me get one more caller in. Chris in Stratford. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'll just keep mine really brief. And that's, I think something needs to be done. I think government has a certain responsibility to help the public guide their decisions, you know, with tax breaks, that such thing. But I don't think that global warming is this great big fear that people like Al Gore are making it out to be. Because before the Iraq War, there was this great big fear about this evil empire kind of thing. Everybody thought it was okay to go to war. Now you see the same kind of polling. Everybody thinks something should be done with global warming. What's going to happen in a few years? So that's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right. Don't want to switch the subject to to opinion on the war, but why don't you take the last 30 seconds, Jim Ott, and then Spencer Black?
Well, I don't favor a tax code that encourages the use of excessive use of fossil fuels, and I think that's a different issue. I think, as far as the representative's global warming bill, I would simply ask, how are you going to determine what the CO2 emissions were in 1990? What if your number is wrong? What if we can't achieve the desired results that you're looking for. If we do achieve it, will it have an impact on carbon dioxide levels? If the impact on carbon dioxide levels is achieved, will it have an impact on climate? How do you achieve it? How much is it going to cost? $35 million in California just to implement the program.
Yeah,
many jobs is it going to cost? A lot of questions.
There are a lot of questions, and you only have 30 seconds, Representative Black.
I won't answer them all, but let me conclude with this. It is time to take action. People can always raise questions, and they're legitimate. But it's not. This is not an issue because of a poll or because of public opinion in general. It's an issue because this is one of the most studied issues in the scientific community. After an incredible amount of study, looking at this problem every which way, the scientific community has concluded that we have a real problem with global warming, and the longer we wait, the more expensive and drastic actions we take.
Thank you to you both, Spencer Black and Jim Ott. We appreciate your time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.